is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Lovely Bones, and a 14-year-old girl is brutally murdered, and she stays in that in-between place, you know, that place between heaven and earth, and watches over her family until they can figure out who murdered her.
Gentlemen, Len.
Susie would never go off with a stranger. It had to be someone she knew.
I've got a name for you.
This is police work. This is what we do.
My father had the pieces, but he couldn't make them fit.
Your house.
I waited for justice, but justice did not come.
Well, this movie is actually physically painful to watch, not because it's bad, but because of what it's about. Now, Peter Jackson, who also directed Lord of the Rings, does a beautiful job pulling this movie together and telling us the story without completely devastating us. He makes that in-between place so amazingly beautiful that I'm actually considering moving there, buying a condo on the beach. That is, of course, if I don't have to be dead to live there. Mark Wahlberg, he's the father, and he does a great job. But Stanley Tucci, a total creep fest in this movie. He's a murderer, and I totally believed it. Now, this movie is based on a book, and I've heard if you've read the book, the movie does a few things differently, which might irritate you, but no matter what, you're not going to find yourself laughing or enjoying yourself in this movie, but like me, you might appreciate good movie making and watching the bad guy finally get what he deserves. So in Movie Night Traffic Light, The Lovely Bones is a green light. Now on to the new Denzel Washington movie. It's The Book of Eli. Mankind has pretty much wiped themselves off the face of the planet. Those that are left live, well, pretty brutally. So Denzel has a mission that could change all of that. He just has to get his book to the place where it's supposed to be.
30 winters ago, the war tore a hole in the sky. Only a few survived. Our only hope is in my hands.
Okay, this one really makes you think about good and evil, right and wrong, and what choices you might make if your life actually depended on every single move you make. I mean, the toughest choice I had today was to decide red or black licorice. I went with red, by the way, of course. But in a world of despair, not so easy. But if anyone can do it, it's Denzel Washington, and he does a wonderful job in this. So much so you think you know what his journey is all about, but you don't. Yep, this is one of those movies you might have to see twice. The second time, knowing a whole lot more than you did the first time you watched the movie. And you might actually see it twice because you don't often get to see a movie like this come out of Hollywood. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Book of Eli is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.